Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Oh my God, it is time to do this. Sit down, lads. Pull up a bleeding chair. How's it going? It's time to do this.
F-I-E-N-D-S.
Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Yes, it's time for Jen's Friends, and this is where we talk about all the stories of the week gone by, what got you guys talking on the text machine, getting you to phone in, all that kind of stuff. I am delighted to have sibling sensations. Do you like that, Jane?
Oh, that's new.
I like that, yeah.
Sibling sensations, James, Patrice and Vanessa Butler. They are siblings and they are both sensational in their own way. Hi, lads.
How are you?
How are you, Jen?
I'm grand.
Grand or just sweating grand?
No, well, I was just telling Lottie there, I'm off to a festival and my first festival I'm going to take my kids to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kaleidoscope.
Best of luck.
Will you
Thank
be medicated?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Are you going for the day? Are you going for the weekend or what? Yes.
Vanessa, I am camping.
Oh, God.
I'm bringing my children.
I'm laughing.
I don't think you look very well, Jen. I think you might have to stay home.
And
I,
my husband is not around. So if anybody sees me with a load of stuff traipsing over a field, can you give me a hand? Because
please.
My 7-year-old and 4-year-old are useless at carrying stuff.
Laughing.
Oh, no.
I'm just kind of thinking, God, he planned that very well, didn't he?
Didn't he?
I was there the weekend.
Didn't
very
he?
Busy, very busy.
Very busy, very busy.
Had you told the kids he can't get out of it now,
no.
Can you?
Oh, no. I'm actually kind of looking forward to being in the open space, but the weather forecast,
I know, yeah.
It doesn't look great. It seems to be... I won't say blustery.
Stop it
but,
now. We're not going to, like...
But you know
get
what?
It wrong
you know,
it's an adventurous weather ahead.
And that's you'll have it. The heat, yeah. Won't you? You'll have the heat in the tent.
If anybody's any tips, what do I absolutely need to bring besides the bottle of gin? That's there, 51552. Apart from Kaleidoscope and Glastonbury and all these things going on, happy Pride. Pride weekend.
Oh, happy Pride.
It's a good one today. It's kicking off. But we have to talk about what happened on Wednesday. How did the doll ball go?
The doll, it went great.
Go
it
on.
Went great. And yeah, so it was Malahide Woman hosted the doll ball with Benefit Cosmetics for Belong To and Sligo Pride. And we had a great night and huge turnout. We did songs, dances. It was myself, Michaela and Chloe from the Olympia Panther, Ryan Andrews, who was topless.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to make him.
Well
you know
done.
What I mean?
That
and
was
then
fantastic.
Vanessa
really.
Here had a wig in her head that was like a dead badger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was Geraldine.
And I sweated for everyone
oh, no,
that was
no,
there.
The heat.
Everyone.
I cleaned out my bag this morning and my bra... Which was new. I treated myself.
You prize, did.
Pennies,
you
know.
New bra.
And,
and
my gusset that I call it, that sucks everything in, that makes me, you know, soaking wet still.
Yeah.
So I have it hanging out the back. So if anyone sees it out the back garden, please just don't, you know, or get to the whiff.
Mm.
I'm going to have to do it because I have to get it on me later again today. So it'll be a quick jet, I'll spray. Yep. But I will wash it.
Eventually.
Bit of a breeze.
And the tights, just turn them inside out. No one will know.
What about the knickers?
No
the knickers, they're still lodged up me.
Yeah.
They're still there. I just leave them in for the week. You
so you got
I mean?
Ryan Andrews to take his top off. Fair play to you.
Because
we were talking about what men can wear to feel sexy on Wednesday show. There's very little. The Snickers pants, the work trousers, but you can't wear them out, can you?
Not
so
really.
So Ryan Andrews, he got his top off. I mean, I'd say he looked half decent in that.
He looked fairly well. You did.
Good
you did.
On him.
And you pink kind of pink bet on trousers as well. You can see what he had for breakfast.
And you know what?
You know?
He actually went out and bought a new, brand new 3-pack of jocks in Marks and Spencer.
Oh.
Do you know, he was fuming. Yeah. They were €36.
€36.
And he'd normally be a pennies pair of jocks, and he did consider returning them.
They last.
So.
They last.
That's what I said.
It's a lovely treat to get a packet from Marks and Spencer.
It's a bit of a treat.
It is lovely cotton upon
lovely
your skin.
It is
a
lovely treat. You know?
Yeah.
3-pack instead of going around with the holes in them.
Yeah, this is very
people
true.
People say ventilation. I don't agree. It's good, hard-earned hole.
Absolutely.
That's what it's wearing it through and through.
What does it for you now when your fella's getting dressed up? Talk me through the outfit. What do you like to see him in? The
well,
husband?
A clean pair of jocks is the first thing. I wouldn't want a holy pair.
Okay.
You know, that's the first thing, really.
Mm-hmm.
Again, socks are the same. I have another hole in the back of my ankle. Great. How did you get that one from? 10 years of wearing it? Throw it out. Get a new pair, please. To be honest, a nice shirt. I'll be honest, a nice shirt. And a nice fitted shirt.
Crisp, clean.
Yeah. Nice pair of jeans or trousers. But to be honest, it's a tux or a suit, really.
Oh, you're one of those.
But nice. Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah. gone. Like,
we
lovely.
Had one yeah. other person yeah. say that, and that is Posh Susie, who works on the show, texting me going, a man in a tux does Posh it.
And in fairness, yeah. doesn't everyone look well in a tux?
You do, yeah.
Like every man yeah. does, you know, so.
But you yeah. can't wear that to coppers. Like, do you know what I mean?
But you know what? You really. Could. Would you see you could?
Actually, it'd be you a good could. Starting point, wouldn't it?
If
you could
were
be like,
out,
oh, I'm just coming from a wedding. Yeah, you weren't yeah, at all.
Absolutely.
You were just coming from your
oh,
kitchen.
You could, Vanessa,
and
you're
and
right.
you'd get the looks and you'd be happy enough. And then the next morning, then you wouldn't look like that.
Absolutely. You get so. More than the looks. You get a lot. Oh, I think you might start.
I
something.
Think you need to abandon the festival, Jen. The husband's away. Will we go to Coppers?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You could do it. Yeah.
I have a Coppers go kart.
Oh! Do wow. you?
Mm.
You earned that.
Is it still shiny?
I'm pointing
it's,
to my
it's
face.
The visage.
This is it, baby.
Yes.
This is it. Listen, I need to talk to you about lost luggage. We were talking about losing your luggage on the show yesterday. What happened on your trip to London?
So I went to London for a night with my friend Mark Rogers, and we got off the plane and we were talking utter, like, you know, just gossiping away. And next thing, and I was like, oh, I have to get the luggage. She's like, I know, yeah, grand, whatever. Next thing, we exit and we're in the terminal. Like, and I was like, where's our luggage? And he was like, oh, hang on, we must have missed it. Then realised he fully walked through and we were talking the whole time, so I missed the entire thing. Then went back to, you know, that door that's the point of no return, where it blatantly says, no, no return. Mm-hmm. Went to that, started screaming at the security guard through. I was like, excuse me, can you just let me back in? And I thought he was going to jump me because I was trying to walk through. So then we took 2 hours. Well, we got it back in the end and we were ringing this number.
Oh, no.
I think it was Gatwick maybe. And it was a Sunday. Oh, they're off today. They're off. Sorry, just kept bringing it out. Then I went down to the security and I said, we lost our luggage. We came through this terminal. And she was like, was that the Aer Lingus side through that terminal? I think. And I said, yeah. And she goes, yeah, that happens all the time. And I
what?
Said, well, apparently there's some hidden way that you find your luggage. So anyway, we got it back in the end. But our life flashed before our eyes because we were going to an awards thing that night. And I was smart. I brought the suit on the plane.
You're right.
I never trust it.
Yeah.
So I had the suit, but I had nothing else.
Good on you.
And it was a hot
day. You could have just wore all your clothes like most people
do. I know. But we got there in the end.
He thought it'd be okay.
You see, I've always said this before. When you're going on your holidays, brilliant, great, everything's perfect. Throw it on the case. In Dublin, grand. But it's when you're coming back.
Ah.
Oh, and you're, bin it. You don't need it. Whatever.
You're sweating. Like, you're absolutely sweating, firstly, because you're like, they know that you've more in the bag, you've duty free and everything. Never mind the duty free you bought there or what you're going to buy, but you're putting everything on you.
Now,
every bikini, everything.
You, Vanessa, you didn't lose luggage, but you lost your job as cabin crew.
I wouldn't say lose,
what
Jennifer.
Happened
I'd
to
say.
You?
It was a natural end to my flying career. I worked as cabin crew for 3 months in Aer Lingus during summer holidays. And I may have collapsed on the flight.
Oh.
Yeah. I woke up in Beaumont in my uniform
sorry,
going.
That is not funny.
You all right, lads?
Why?
Yeah,
dehydration?
I'd say it was probably that, yeah. I was just boarding. We were in the middle of boarding. And I was like, geez, it's very warm. Well, in fairness, though, I'm always sweating anyway. So it makes no difference. I was there anyway, and just the cards and people to their seats and getting everything ready. And I'm looking, going, very warm. So we just did the cross check, closed the doors, and senior was, you know, welcoming everyone who were going to do security. And sure, I showed everyone where to go if they need to get out with the lights. And,
anybody
you know,
you knew on the flight? Cause it's
yeah,
an
a couple of past pupils of mine that, yeah. And yeah,
you
gone. Hit the deck. Gone.
I remember mum running into the sitting room. She Vanessa's collapsed or something. We were like, what? So they obviously rang mum as next to kin or whatever.
Did, yeah.
I remember we went into A&E in Beaumont and we just saw this giant green uniform horizontal on a bed and a massive donut in the air because they all wear the donuts, of course. And she was just delirious. And I'm convinced that the donuts, they're a safety precaution.
Absolutely.
They break the fall.
They do.
They give
you a massive headache and then you collapse,
Jennifer,
on the forks. So
I genuinely like, because I'm a teacher, like I'm a secondary school teacher, and you know, back then, you know, you didn't have a full contract. Like, it was very hard to get a job. So like during the summer, I was like, I'm going to go into cabin crew. Hi, mum and dad. I'm after getting a job.
Great uniform.
Great. Loved
it. Glamorous.
I loved it. For 3 months that I was there.
Short and sweet. And
what then, a way to leave a job.
But I wrote them a lovely letter and I said, hi, I was that lady on EI. And the lady, you know, sent me a lovely email back going, thank you so much for your time.
They were always
very
nice.
Very courteous. And they were like, and can you just send back your uniform? Thank you. So I went back up.
You didn't even
trolley,
keep it.
Everything in the trolley and handed him back in my wings.
It's a great way to get out of the last shift, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you're going, oh, I've 10 hours
I'm
to
go. I'm going to do that here. My last day.
Yeah, why not? And they're like, you're the one that caused that flight disruption, were you? I was like, I was,
and
yeah.
And think of the poor
couple
passengers.
Of hours on the path. But where is the plane? But look, I'm grand now.
You're grand now.
Yeah.
Is this something the family look back and laugh, or are they
worried
about you?
Or if I do say to people, you know, do you remember the time I was cabin crew? People just went, oh my God, yeah.
It was really odd. It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I just went for the job. Like, I finished school on
Friday. But you don't work in town as a waiter or something normal. You know, you got a job as cabin
normal.
Crew.
Normal?
Like,
Normal?
No.
I actually, I worked every summer during college in the airport.
Okay.
In aircraft cleaning and everything.
You did it all?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you'd whip that place into shape right now, Steve.
Get you up there. Absolutely. Yes.
Get up there. Yeah, sort it
absolutely.
Out.
Just put on the high viz and no one would really ask,
just
I'd say.
Just clean the place.
But you know what? You'll sweat there in that plane.
Ah, you will.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of work, another one from Wednesday was trial jobs and working for free. Vanessa, how crap were you when you tried out as a lounge girl? So you collapsed as an air hostess.
I did, yeah. Did actually, you're going back even further now.
I am, yeah.
Really showing my age now to a place that's now knocked down and is now an apartment block in Malahide.
What's it called?
It used to be called Oscar Taylor's.
Yes!
Yeah, and
lovely,
you know,
Carvery's, remember?
Carvery's.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I loved it because, you know, on a Monday, they had OAP Carvery. Mm. And
which is the same as every other Carvery, but...
OAP.
Yeah.
Special.
Okay.
Who knows what the difference
is? You
know,
and I just... was basically charging everyone the same price. So people were going in and they were getting their OAP. Hi, I'm 21 working down the road in Bank of Ireland. I'm coming in for my OAP special. But I didn't think, I just thought OAP meant
something else.
Something else. So charging everyone €3.
Bleeding the place dry.
And the place was packed.
And it's gone now. Weird.
Oh,
God. You know, out of business?
Jennifer,
weird.
I was there for 2 days. I worked the Monday and Tuesday and then started in Mason Wednesday, which is now gone. I don't know what Mason
is like
now.
You've worked everywhere in Ireland.
Oh, here. I was great. Great.
James
great
was on weeks ago or months ago and we spoke about your terrible performance working in that cafe. Remember?
Yeah,
how long did you last and why?
I was 16.
People?
It was
so
summer.
Funny.
I lasted 10 days. I can say it now.
Than
it's
your
not
sister.
There anymore. Coffee scene. You know, yeah. I wasn't for me, Jen. I was appalling. But you know when you're thrown in the deep end, you're not really showing anything specific. I was making teas, coffees. I was a waiter. I was washing dishes. I was just really bad. I remember we were always low on plates. So I'd go up to people when they were eating. And I'd say, you're finished. Like, say if someone had the wrap in their hands. It was the end of it. And I'd be like, oh, thanks, Emil. He's like, oh, I'm not finished. Yeah, but you're finished the plates, aren't you? And then the owner used to be like, geez, what are you doing? Like, and I'd be like, we need plates. And then I went in one day. On the 10th day, and what made it worse was I wasn't even rostered in that day. Read the roster wrong, you know. So I went in and I said, oh, am I not in? Okay. And then she goes, can I have a word with you? And I said, yeah. And she goes, it's not working out. It was like a breakup. And I said, oh, right, okay. And I said, well, you know, I suppose thanks anyway for working, for giving me the chance. And she was like, you don't mean that. And I was like, oh, I'm okay. Maybe I don't. I'm just trying to realize. So there I was, stranded in the village, like down the road from the house. I rang mum and I was like, are you still at home? She goes, yeah. I said, yeah, I'm on the way back. Oh, she's getting fired. And she goes, what? Jim? And then she went down.
Oh, no.
And went in and obliterated the poor lady. Told her she was a disgrace, how she treats her staff. Started going up to customers who were sitting there saying, you want to watch yourself coming in here? I think twice. I was right to be fired. I should have been fired before that. You know,
funny.
I was appalling.
And I had, at this stage, I wasn't working at Mace.
No, so
I'd done my bit. And no support. You see, I would cross Mace, cross the road.
So I went in then on the Friday to collect my wages. And the lady said, oh, your ma was in. And I said, was she? I didn't know. And all
so
the other
funny.
Staff were like,
but sure, you know
down.
What? It didn't last that long after. It actually
did. It actually did last a while.
It did.
Look, she was a lovely woman. I was absolutely brutal. Hospitality isn't for me. I've learned that.
Why
you know.
Did you keep fighting with customers when you worked in a cinema?
Oh, God almighty. Yeah, I was. I won't say which one it was, but basically, I was trying to save people money. You know, I'm very economical. So when people come in and say, can I, actually, for anyone listening, if you go to the cinema and you think, I'll get the small popcorn and the medium drink, it'll be cheaper. It's not. Go
That's
for the
really,
combo.
Really, really important.
Go for the large combo.
Do
You'll
not
save
ever
a bit
forget
here.
That. Okay.
I was very passionate about it.
I sat the other day. I actually bought a small popcorn because I was like, I don't want to eat a big popcorn.
Money, you know what I mean?
And yeah,
and
I
you hate yourself because you made an error.
I didn't like
I did,
it at all.
I made an error. Yeah.
And I say, look, you know, and they say, no, I want the small popcorn. I say, I'm aware, but you're going to save money. I have full blown row. And then I remember as well, I was, be wary getting nachos, because I remember I was making nachos one day and I was filling them up and the manager goes, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm making nachos. She goes, for the queen? And I says, well, what do you mean? She goes, you put the broken ones down the bottom and then you put five good ones on the top, yeah? And I was like, oh, right, okay. So there you go. Now,
oh
I'm sure
gosh.
It's changed. And it's evolved.
That was a very, very, very
did
long
time ago. Did you
witness
how like, bad this was?
This 15 years
Pardon?
Ago. Do you know
did you
mean?
Witness how bad this was? Like, did you have... Did
I
you
wasn't allowed to go to cinema the days he was working.
No, I was very
Why?
Nervous.
Because he didn't want you going in. You're making me nervous.
Very stressful. And I remember they didn't, have a they didn't have a uniform to fit me either. I had to wear a black polo shirt for 10 weeks. I kept saying, did you get any XLs in? No. Okay. So I really stood out like a sore thumb. You know,
James,
so.
Give me your roster. Oh no, you can't go cinema that day. I'm on.
Oh,
okay, no problem.
But I used to get free passes. Okay. I saw Hairspray
I never
17
got a free
times
pass.
Yeah.
Because it was out that summer.
I never got a free pass.
I know. I didn't want you to go to the cinema. Sorry. Very stressful.
Lastly, we have to talk about this. Monday, we heard from loads of one-night stands that became relationships, and we talked about childhood sweethearts who are still together. Do you know any couples that started from a one-night stand?
I do, but they're not together now.
All right, okay.
But they lasted a bit.
But it saves a lot of cash in a way, doesn't it?
But also, there's nothing worse than say if you've three dates and then you do, and then you're like, oh great, I just wasted three evenings, but I won't get back.
Get out of the way.
You know then. You know what I mean.
Are your parents childhood sweethearts?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
yeah.
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 As Fran says, she only had the one.
And
fair play to her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listen to me. What would she say is the secret?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, she never told me anything, actually.
Did she not give you any advice when you got married?
She just said, fair play to you, well done.
Finally.
Finally, she's so happy.
We got rid of you.
Never mind COVID. Thrilled.
Delighted.
When Sean O'Callaghan proposed to me.
Oh.
The full fan.
Straight off the shoulders.
It's great. Now, delighted. Fanfare.
That's
fireworks.
Patience, I think. You have
Laughter.
To.
Yeah,
oh, that's
absence.
Good. And in your husband's case, leave when anything
happens.
Yeah,
and
like
let's go off to festivals. Child-friendly festival, which sounds amazing, but maybe not on your own.
In the heat.
I'm thinking of this heat and the sweat in the tent.
There's no heat in that air today.
When are you going tomorrow, is it?
There's heat in the air now.
Is there?
Oh my God, yes.
It's muggy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. In the tent is what I'm thinking about. The heat in the tent. Oh no, I couldn't.
Now, Jennifer Zamparelli, please tell me you have a fancy sheepy.
I don't. I couldn't.
Are you doing the actual pop-up job?
Is there glamping available? Try and see.
The teepees were all gone.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm staying in a tent, but I'm staying in a very nice area. I paid for this nice area, so I'm staying because I got the last one.
Do they give you the tent?
They give me the tent, yeah. And I don't have to put the tent up, but I...
Ah, Jennifer, come on now. It's a lovely holiday.
Yeah, okay. All right, Vanessa.
You don't have to put the tent up at all.
Have you electricity in the tent?
No, James, it doesn't work like
that.
Couple
of power banks charged.
Yeah,
what's that? A power bank.
Like
next to
your phone. To charge the phone.
I think there is in the area. I'll give you
don't
a
don't rely on those,
yeah.
Jen.
Okay.
You need power banks.
Holiday. You're going to have a great
it's
time.
It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And
please tell me you're not coming in on Monday and you're taking the week off.
Apparently I'm in on Monday, but I might be in a field somewhere.
But it's just one night. One night only.
I'm doing two nights.
Oh.
I'm doing two nights. It's going to
be
amazing.
It'll
be
great. You'll have a ball.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
Get out of my studio and make me feel terrible. James Patrice and Vanessa Butler, thanks for coming in for Jen's Friends. Happy Pride, everyone.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.